some words on one particular verse that we have here in this section. It's verse 38 of Luke chapter 6, where it says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." These words speak to us about giving as God gives. And I want you to notice, first of all, the command that is here in this verse. God commands us to give. It's there, the very first word. Jesus commands that his people are to be people who give. The Lord Jesus was a giving person. Ultimately, he gave himself. He wasn't a rich man, but he gave himself and he gave off himself. He gave his life for the sake of others. And God commands us that if we're followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be those who give. And in the context of this verse, we are to be those who give both in the sense of forgiveness and in the sense of our possessions or our wealth. And Jesus is calling upon us to be those who give in a way that others will not be giving. He says in verse 30 in this passage, he says, "Give to everyone who asks of you." And the implication is that that even includes our enemies, those that we wouldn't be inclined to give to. Verse 35, he says, "Love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return." And this is a challenging teaching of our Lord. It's not the way that someone who's wise by the standards of this world would choose to go about living their life. We are to be willing to give even when there seems to be no prospect of getting anything in return. And that's not the spirit of our day. People are encouraged to give these days in the hope that they'll prosper through their giving. We're not to be like that. Jesus calls us to a higher standard of giving. So we have, first of all, the command. And then there is, in this verse, there's also the incentive. Jesus says, "Give," and he says, "and it will be given to you." And he also says that with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And those are words that we find taught again in a similar way by the Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, Paul teaches that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But he says that whoever sows generously will reap generously. And that's godly wisdom. That's not the wisdom of this world. Human wisdom says that the more you give away, the less you'll have. That's not what God teaches us in his word. The Lord will give generously to those who give generously. That's the way God operates. The person who in their heart decides that they're just going to give the Lord enough to salve their conscience, they will not taste and see the generous giving of God. They may be wealthy, but they'll not be able to enjoy the wealth they have because it means too much to them. The only people who are really able to enjoy what God gives are those who are able to give it away. And it's when we learn to be generous that God gives us more to be generous with. So when Jesus teaches about giving, there is this incentive. Give, and it will be given to you. And remember that with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So there's the command, there's the incentive, and then in the third place, there is the example. This verse contains a lovely picture of the way in which God himself gives. And it says that that we will receive a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Recently in Karatz, we had Paul Wallace preaching on the life of Joseph. And if you remember in the story of Joseph, how the brothers went down to Egypt, and they went to get the grain to bring it back to their own place, and they had their sacks of grain, and they would have wanted to make sure that those sacks of grain were as full as they possibly could be. They wouldn't have been returning from Egypt with just a wee handful of grain in the bottom of one of their sacks. And that's the picture that we have here in this verse of the way in which God gives. It's described, there's four phrases that are used. First of all, it is a good measure. When God gives, he uses a good measure. The container is full to begin with. It's not three quarters full, but it is a good measure when God gives. Not only is it a good measure, then it is also pressed down. And once the sack is full of grain, well, you can put pressure upon it, and it'll sink down a bit, and you'll be able to get a bit more in. This is something I remember from days in Wishaw when we had a great big grassy garden and many trees. In the autumn time, there were lots of leaves around, and they had to gradually go into the bin that took them away. And children were employed, and they were plonked in the bin, and they were the ones that did the pressing down of the leaves. And when the child was in the bin, the leaves would go down, and you could get more leaves in. And then you put the child back in again, and it was very effective. And that's God's kind of giving. The hand of God presses down, and there's room for more. Not only is it a good measure which is pressed down, but it is also shaken together. And if you lift the sack up, the grain goes into the little corners, and the level will go down a bit further. You give it a shake, and you'll get more into that sack. And every little area will be filled. And this is God's kind of giving. He gets as much into that sack as he possibly can, but he doesn't stop there, because it also says, and it will be running over. So this is not a bag where you're going to stitch it up, and you're going to have two nice little ears in the corner to lift it up with. This is a sack that is running over, full as it can possibly be. And Jesus says, give, and it will be given to you. And how will it be given to you? It'll be a good measure, it'll be pressed down, it'll be shaken together, and it will be running over. And this is a great picture and a reminder to us of how good God is to his people, how generous God is to us in our ordinary experience of the Christian life. What a great difference there is between a measure that's quickly thrown together to do the job and one that's carefully prepared with the intention of getting the absolute maximum into that container. Well, God's measure is always as full as it ever can be. It's not like a box of breakfast cereal where a third of it, there just never is anything in that top third. The cereal is only in the bottom two-thirds. Well, God's giving is not like that. God's container is flowing over. And this is what God promises to those who are giving people. those who are givers will never be losers. In the Old Testament, you have that kind of picture in the book of Malachi, where the people were withholding their tithes, and they weren't giving as they should have been. And God says in Malachi 3, verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. God says, test me in this, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. And the Lord not only is a God who loves a cheerful giver, as the scriptures teach us, but he is a cheerful giver. And God does not begrudge giving to his people. And God challenged his people in the days of Malachi to put him to the test in this thing. Now, normally God says, you don't put me to the test. But here he says, look, you can put me to the test in this. The Lord always gives with a generous measure. And then that's the kind of measure that he wants us to use also. God's desire is that we should be like him. And therefore, when we give, we shouldn't seek to give just whatever we'll do, but we are to be godlike in our giving. We should seek to give a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that's the kind of people that our world needs. And whether it's giving to the Lord's work, whether it's giving to other people, whether it's giving our forgiveness or extending our mercy, that's the kind of giving that will make the world take notice and think. People today are always hoping to get something for nothing. They're hoping to have a big win on the lottery, or that the horse will perform the way they want it to. Well, that's not what God wants of us. It's only the thief or a person who has been left an inheritance that gets a lot for a little. And a society where everybody wants to get but isn't willing to give will be an awful society to live in. So here is a way in which Christians have an opportunity to shine and to show that we're not like the world. Jesus says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This is what God will pour out to you. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Never a good idea to hold back. We'll never gain by holding back. It is by giving. Giving of ourselves, giving of what God gives to us. That is how we will receive a richness and a fullness that we could never otherwise receive. So in this verse, we are taught about giving as God gives. And let's be thankful today for the great goodness of our God and all that he has given us. In so many ways, God has given you the desires of your heart. And that is the God that we worship today. Remember how he has given, and then seek to give as he gives. Well, let's speak to God now in prayer. Just stand as we pray. Lord in heaven, we praise you for the God that you are. We thank you for the God that we see in the scriptures. We thank you for the God that we have experienced in life. And we acknowledge, O Lord, that you are a good and generous God. And we thank you for how we have received that good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we pray that you'll help us, O Lord, to be those who seek to copy you and adopt your approach. And we pray that many will benefit from the various ways in which we seek to give of ourselves and to give of what we have. We pray, O Lord, that you will help us to be thankful for all that we do have, and we pray that we will continue to delight ourselves in you and see you giving us the desires of our heart. Hear us in these things, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We sing his praise from Psalm 18, and we sing from verse 23 through to 27, tune 140.